tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Francis Alonso reporting. Members of Libya's Eastern Parliament voted Monday to reject the UN-backed government in the capital of Tripoli, according to a spokesman for the chamber. The spokesman said 101 deputies had attended the session, with 61 voting against the government of national accord, 39 abstaining, and just one voting in favor. The parliament was voting on the issue for the first time since January, when it rejected an earlier list of ministers put forward by the GNA's leadership. Many members of parliament who have backed the GNA did not attend. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday that talks between the United States and Russia on military cooperation on fighting the Islamic State in Syria are nearing the end, with technical teams meeting this week to discuss the details. Kerry spoke to a news conference during a visit to Kenya, and he said, "We are indeed engaged currently in ongoing conversations, and it's his hope that they are reaching an end of those discussions." The secretary added, "In the next days, our team will meet next week, depending on where those discussions go. It's very possible, very likely, that Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and I will meet." Secretary Kerry is in Nairobi, Kenya, for talks with East African foreign ministers on ways to stop neighboring South Sudan from sliding back into civil war. Kerry met Monday with Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta before he planned to join the other ministers for talks on how to make sure peace is maintained. Secretary Kerry also called Monday for the deployment of a 4,000-strong protection force to bolster the UN peacekeeping mission in South Sudan. He said there is no question that we need to move forward with the deployment of a regional protection force. This is VOA News.